It's all an experiment, but you have to take actions, right?
Welcome to the Productivityist Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Vardy. And on the program this week, I talk with Vanessa Tharp, who I've started to work with in a expanded role for the team here at Productivityist. She's working on community. She's helping out with a whole variety of things. She's like my chief of staff at this point. So we talk about that. We talk about her goals, her aspirations, the things that she brings to the table, not just for Productivityist, but for a whole bunch of other people. I'm really excited to have Vanessa on the show. I know you're going to get a lot out of this conversation, so let's get started. Here is my conversation with Vanessa Tharp here on the Productivityist Podcast.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
It's so good to see you again after such a long absence of not seeing you. LOL.
Oh, you know, we may or may not see each other / slack each other on the daily, which I love and appreciate. So, yes, good to be here in a more formal capacity.
Yeah, it's and I think that the one of the reasons that I wanted to have you on the podcast is, and I did this before when I had John Polstra and Jim Woods, like people who I've worked with before. We'll link back to those in the show notes when John was producing the podcast and when Jim was helping me out with content creation is, we're at a juncture in our relationship where we've, and we'll talk about where we met and how we've come across, where we are working together here at Productivityist on the business of helping people, you know, define their day, filter their focus, and make every moment matter, because you are my Productivityist chief of staff, which I think is, and I wouldn't say you are the Productivityist chief of staff, because we're feeling like we're at a tipping point with the business this year, and I'm really excited to have you on board.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. You know, we do go back quite a while as friends and fellow conference attendees, and then I was first brought on with you as an event creator, because that is a place I thrive and love, and we've created the Big Ready. We've done one in 2020, and then we did another one in 2021 that we're creating right now. And then, you know, you kind of came to me, and it was really humbling, and I was quite honored, actually, that you saw in me the potential to do more. And honestly, that is kind of a core value for me. I really believe I grew up camping. We grew up on a lake on a mountain. I'm a proud Pacific Northwesterner like you, and down in Oregon. And so we grew up camping. And with camping, the number one rule is you leave your campsite better than you found it. And truthfully, that has always just been my life motto and how I want to work with people, help people, have friendships, get invited over for dinner, right? Whatever I'm there doing, whoever I'm helping or working with, I want to leave it better than I found it. And so when you kind of, you batted around this crazy idea, I didn't even know exactly what you wanted to talk to about coming on board for chief of staff. I said, oh my goodness, yes, I think this is totally a great, you know, match and a leveling up for both of us. And so I was so excited. And thus far, we've been doing pretty great.
Yeah. And what's interesting is I can remember it was a decision that kind of was, it was layered, right? Like it happened. So I remember the Big Ready in Vancouver in 2020. And there was a moment where, there was a few of them, but I remember a very specific moment where I could sit back and watch things unfold and know that things were being handled and the event was taking on a life of its own. And I was like, how did this happen? Like, you know, when you have those moments and I'm like, yes, I played a role in it. Yes, the audience played a role in it. But I remember going, Vanessa's played a huge role in this. Like, this wouldn't have happened without you. And what was interesting about that was there are some people that would very simply make the change and help make that change occur and then kind of be okay and comfortable with being in the background. I'm not saying that's, you would have done that, but I'm like, here you go. Be you, be that action taker, be that. And you basically, by the time, even during the event, we had like Mark and Angel were like, so what does Vanessa do for you in the company? Like, it was very much like people were like, you were so intrinsically part of it that there was no separation there, right? Like, it felt like it was just part of the fabric of it. And then I remember, and we've had this conversation where I was watching, The West Wing on Netflix, because thanks to former sponsor ExpressVPN, who I'd love to work with again, I was able to access American Netflix, and I binged The West Wing. And I know have you watched The West Wing before? Yeah, you. In
past. I've watched a bit of it. I'm definitely a political TV show Netflix junkie as well as you, but I think you are more a fan of West Wing than I am. But right. I knew who you were talking about when you kind of pitched this little scenario.
Right. So I remember there's an episode where it's the origin story of how President Bartlet, Josiah Bartlet, ran for president, and it was Leo McGarry that went to him. And you see the relationship of those two, and it's, yes, Bartlet is, quote, the president, but he leans a lot on Leo McGarry to the point, especially when it comes to military. He knows his lane. Bartlet knows his lane, and he gets better as he goes on. Like, his lane gets wider. And I mean, if you've watched the series, you know. And again, Sorkin's just a clever writer and all that stuff. But I thought, I need a Leo. Like, I need a Leo McGarry. I need someone who not only will keep me from getting in my own way, but also is the person that will write on the napkin, you know, Bartlet for president, like Vardy for productivity. It's like that idea of, you know, there's a belief there. And I said, you know, I need someone like Vanessa to do this. Like, Vanessa did that at the Big Ready. And then I'm like, why don't I just ask Vanessa? Like, I don't need to find a Vanessa. What if I ask the Vanessa? Because I think that when you're open to that, when you pay attention, and I've been a big proponent of like productivity being intention plus attention. My intention is, how do I pay? I'm so open and aware of it. I'm like, I could just ask Vanessa. Like, what the worst she's going to say is no. And if it doesn't work out, which I mean, I can't imagine it based on what the experience we've had, let's just see what happens. And I literally approached you telling you that story. And I distinctly remember on video, you're like, okay, where's he going with this? Like, I don't understand, you know, like, you know, and it was like, I think that moment of it building to that was like, this is the right choice to make. So that's the story. And I think that when you pay attention, I love to hear your thoughts on this. Like, that's where transformation can really take place, right? Is when you're really paying attention, you can see where there's room for that ability to make change, to take action, and to ultimately transform. And even, you know, even if you have to, like, pivot and go in a new direction. Because I would say the productivityist is still very much like Mike Vardy is the productivityist, but it's bigger than that, I think. And it can only go so far with being just Mike Vardy. And that I think was just such a palpable thing to discover. So transformation, like, what does that, like, I think that attention piece is so important, right?
Oh, I mean, well, first and foremost, like, Mike, you describing, I feel like I need to snip that audio of describing what I did at the Big Ready, and the fact that you saw it, right? Like, I really do create magic. I believe that. I know people are like, what magic? But no, I've been able to step into that gift of bringing people together, organizing, orchestrating, being in the spotlight, but also stepping back and putting it on someone else, right? And so that's just that versatility that I naturally have. I didn't really realize it or embrace it, like, oh, this is a true gift. And so for me, paying attention to that of like, whoa, this is easy and fun. I freaking love doing this, like creating stuff and bringing people and involving and make sure we have the coolest, you know, cupcakes and the vibe and the music and all of that stuff. And so that, first and foremost, like, thank you. The magic at times, you know, I've created a lot of events and worked with a lot of people, and I've realized perhaps I make it look too easy. And so I've really started to step in and own and be like, no, this is a magic and a seamless production that many people cannot and will not do. And so that's what you're getting with me. It's this high level of intentionality and alignment. And so that is great. As far as, you know, you kind of like seeing that and also saying, wait, could this transition into or transform into another way that not just I, Mike Vardy, needs the support, it's the productivityist, to all mm-hmm. the people who listen to the podcast, who are part of the Time Crafting Trust, who have attended the Big Ready and will attend more of them with us. It's a whole, you know, again, I am a community builder and I bring people together. I love to gather. Gathering is so important and so special. And even the fact that when we did the first Big Ready, you hosted, you and Anne and your children hosted me at your home. You know, that's the type of relationship and friendship and clients I like to work with, because it's not just transactional. It's not just, you know, dot the I, scope of work, here's your payment, peace out. Like, it's like, no, like, we are good friends. We've grown, we've learned, we've put each other in check here and there. We've mm-hmm. shared a lot of drinks and yummy food. And so it's the attention of like, wait, I do see that there is this transformation. And another place where you can put attention to say, Vanessa might be able to help in this new way. And so when you approached me about that idea, you know, I was again honored. And second, I was like, heck yes, I'm ready to step into that role. And that's kind of what I do, because I think being a multi-potentialite, that's something I identify with. It's hard because I'm not just known as this one little niche, but I'm noticed the last few years as an entrepreneur, I see these common themes and threads coming to appear. And like you said, you know, we've recently made some intentions happen with the business together. It's like, it's literally being popped down your face, you know, mm-hmm. just like, boom, this is happening. Like we say we want this, and all of a sudden someone's talking about it, you know? And so to just say, like what you said was like, why don't we just give this a try? And trusting that intention. And I think it's also being able, you know, while productivity, a lot of people are like, oh, do, go, go, go. It's being able to pause and reflect and listen and also pivot. And I think those are some great things that I also bring to the table, whether it's an event, whether it's collaboration, whether it's my own coaching work, that help people to say, okay, wait, we're not scrapping the whole thing out, but there's a few little pivots here and there, and that's where we're moving in the next way.
Well, and one of the things when I've tried to scale before is I did it wrong. And you know how I found out I did it wrong? I didn't have anybody to bounce the idea off of, per se, which made it challenging. I just thought this is the way you do it. So the last time I tried to grow is I turned everything from a I into a we. And or they, and productivity became a quote corporation or a company. But with that, there was no soul there. I took the soul out of it and people noticed. For example, when we and I've grown in that regard to know that that's not the answer. That's not the only answer. People like my writing. People like the podcast. People like to hear this authentic kind of conversation. They don't want it to sound like, oh, you're just another faceless thing. And that's what I was getting. And I noticed it. But sometimes when that happens, and I want to get your feedback on this, because you do help out with this, not just with me, with the work we're doing, but outside of it, like you've got your own stuff going on too. It's not just like you're only doing this. I felt like you know, when you're stuck in quicksand, although maybe you don't know, but I mean, if you've ever been stuck in quicksand, you know, we always remember there's that adage, like, you know, there's this meme, like we were told about to avoid quicksand so much as kids, we wondered if it was everywhere possible that we could find. But I mean, when I fell into this trap of turning productivityist into Mike Vardy is the productivityist to productivityist is a company that will help you with this. I felt like I was trapped and it was hard to like pull my way back out of that. And I mean, it took me just to make a decision to do it. But it was not easy, and it was some of the damage had already been done. How can you help people, and how do you help people, you know, recognize that so that they can reflect back on it, like you said, and go, okay, this is how I should do it so that I don't go down that path, or let me walk my way out of it.
Yeah, no, I do. Well, first of all, I trained for quicksand as a child. I grew up on a lake on a mountain, and I was fairly certain that I was going to have some serious incidences with quicksand. Uh-huh. I'm proud to report at the time of recording this, I am 38 years old. I have never yet been stuck in quicksand. I kind of feel like I was gypped, but that's okay. But anyway, I am prepared if quicksand ever really embraces us. So let's just be clear on that. However, as for, you know, getting into like where are you stuck or where do you need, I think a lot of, you know, I think the tagline I've had on my website for a while, and this has been morphing and changing, but it's like, I help create clarity, right? I think that I don't know if it's, I was a high school educator for 13 years. I worked as a leadership teacher. I created activities. I worked as a social studies teacher. But I think by hearing, I listen to people, I hear what's going on, and I also assess their values, their goals, their sticking points, their support systems, right? And we look at the, you know, it's the, often you hear like educate the whole child. Well, to me, it's like, I support the whole human. I want to really listen and say, okay, Mike, what is also going on in your life, in your health? What are your goals? What are your ambitions? What are you and Anne working on? Like, I want to know all these things, because then we can best like hone in on what to do next, what needs to come up to the top of the surface, what's kind of can hang out in the middle, and what we kind of need to just like let simmer at the bottom, right? And so I think that's just a style and approach that I have. And it's worked very well, because I find that people who they're successful in their life, they're successful in their business, but they want to do more. They want to level up. They want to make changes, but they're kind of just helping keep all the plates spinning right now. So how do we like throw in a whole new recipe or bring on a whole new restaurant, right? And so I think it's a good time to just assess that. And you and I did some work on this specifically. Yep. You know, we had a couple sessions and I said, okay, Mike, this is the Vanessa. I'm driving the bus. You're on it with me. And I said, you know, let's talk about all these things, and also to share it that more personal, vulnerable, intimate way of like, here's what's going on. And I create that safe space to help support that. And I'm going to be your cheerleader and your champion. And many times I'm like, no, Mike, don't forget, you're bringing this awesome sauce to the table. Let's make sure they know this is the top item we're selling, right? But at the same time, I'm also going to kick your booty and keep you in check to say you can do more, or no, wait, you should do less. Like where are those boundaries and that limitations that we maybe don't put on ourselves because it's too much to hold? A great mutual friend of ours, Stephen Worley, gave this analogy. And while the part of it gets kind of funny because it's not my personality, but I think you'll get where I'm going with this. He said, Vanessa has this gift, kind of like how you go to the tax person once a year and you dump all these receipts and all these notes and these napkins and this, all these things you think are going to help you to make the best, you know, to put in your taxes, get the most out of your refund, right? And Vanessa, just like the tax accountant, makes it all make sense and it weaves together. And I'm going to then set you on the path of like, hey, let's start adding this in. Let's start thinking about this deduction. Let's start moving down that way so that every year you're maximizing the way you are using your skills, your talents, and also factoring in your values, your goals, your alignment, etc.
And now let's take a break from my conversation with Vanessa to talk about our sponsors. Life can be pretty overwhelming, and overwhelm can lead to overload, and overload can lead to overwhelmed, and things start to get confusing, and then you kind of get lost on the path to achieving your goals. Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? Maybe it's overwhelm. Maybe it's something else. Well, I can tell you that BetterHelp can help. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. You can connect in a safe and private online environment. It's so incredibly convenient. I've been using BetterHelp, and I'm better for it. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses to the messages that you send to your counselor, which you can send at any time. And you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you get that face-to-face connection if you're looking for it. Now, BetterHelp is not self-help. It is professional counseling. And BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. So they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need to make that happen. There are a broad range of expertise available through BetterHelp, and you may not be able to find these locally, but I will tell you that there's licensed professional counselors who are specialized in a wide variety of areas, including stress, relationships, grief, depression, sleeping, family conflicts, and many more. With BetterHelp, anything that you share is confidential. BetterHelp is convenient. BetterHelp is professional. And BetterHelp is affordable. Now, I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener of the Productivities Podcast, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/timecrafting. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, H-E-L-P.com/timecrafting. Make it happen today. it's important to live in the moment, but we're always looking to try to build a better future for ourselves. We're always trying to make today as best as we can so that we can make tomorrow even better, and so on and so forth. Well, I've put together a free challenge that's going to help you forge your future, the future that you want. It's a live challenge, and it's taking place over 3 days from March 26th through the 28th. And it's called the Forge Your Future Challenge. It's hosted by me. I'll be live with you, live streaming this event. There's going to be a wide variety of activities, plenty of things leading up to the challenge that are going to help you get the most out of what I'm offering. And it is absolutely free. Again, there are so many ways that you can try to manufacture and craft the future that you want. But if you want to forge it, if you want to make it strong, if you want to move forward deliberately, but also have some speed and power behind it, you want to have some durability there with your future, you want to forge it. Forge your future, and you can do that with the Forge Your Future Challenge. I encourage you to check it out. You can join me. There's a link in the show notes, of course, but if you go to productivityist.com/forgeyourfuture, you can sign up for this free challenge today. Again, that's productivityist.com/forgeyourfuture. Now, I don't do these kind of things very often. In fact, I've never done a challenge quite like this before, so you're not going to want to miss this opportunity. So head to productivityist.com/forgeyourfuture now and make it happen. Sign up for the Forge Your Future Challenge for free today. And now, back to the show. What I think another good point to bring up, and I was, as you were talking about that, I was thinking about it, is like sometimes we're too close to our own issue that we don't think about it. And I would say that you're just close enough. You know what I mean? Like you're just.
I love it. I feel like there'd be a hilarious ad of like a picture of you, and then I'm just like, love you, like,
you're just right. Like, you're just close enough to know where the gap. Like, so, you know, like we've had conversations where it's like, Vanessa, I want to, and you're like, Mike, like, you know, I'm capable of doing it, but something will fall. And you're like, no, we can do that. We'll put a pin in that. And you're at what I like about that is that there's a trust there, and that's what you need. I think you need that trust. And the talk I'm working on for the Big Ready has to do with bias, belief, trust, all that stuff. And one of the core messages is that systems matter, but the people inside of the systems matter more, right? And so if you can trust the system, but the system will only take you so far, and then the people are, if they're in the system and they're the right people in the system, whew, and we've talked about this when it comes to time crafting. Like, you do coaching outside of this, but you and I both know at some point, especially because you've got curriculum background and teaching, we know that that's going to happen. We know that there's going to be a curriculum builder. We know that people who might be listening to this episode go, oh my goodness, I could be someone that teaches time crafting. Like, yes, you could. And Vanessa's going to have a hand. We haven't even talked about this, but you know, you're close enough to know that that's something that is palpably there that's going to happen, because it's going to free us up to do some stuff, some amazing things, some things that only we can do when that happens. But the thing is that I can only teach to a certain degree of this stuff, because you and I've talked about time crafting and you're like, Mike, this works for me, this doesn't. And I'm like, yes. And I'm very fully aware of that. And when you're working with me on this, it shows the flexibility that we have to have within it. You know, like there's a durability there for sure. And there's a simplicity there to a degree, as long as we don't add too many tools and stuff, which we already know about. But that, knowing that, you're close enough to know, okay, Mike, when we build this for people, if we're going to train people and let, you know, do all that stuff, here's the things that you need to keep in mind, because I'm so close to it. It's like when I was writing the book, you know, and when I've been working on my stuff, it's like when I'm so close to it, you forget that, like, I don't understand what the hell you're talking about. Like, you need to pull back. And that's, again, when I was thinking about who do I want to work with on this? Who do I want to partner with on this in that role? Because chief of staff. There is no staff right now. Like, there's no, like, there's, we have the podcast producer. Thanks, Fina, for putting these episodes together. We have, you know.
Yay, Fina. Yeah,
we have other people, but there's not, at this point, as we're recording this, your touch points are to me, and that's about it, right? But the whole point is that I have the right person in this, and then all of a sudden we have more people coming on board, and that's what happens. But, you know, the idea is, I know that you, when I was thinking about this, I'm like, well, Vanessa fills this role really nicely, and she has this, and she has this. I'm like, okay, so all these skill sets will work nicely and cohesively. And I guess what I want to ask is when someone, as a multi-potentialite, like when someone feels as a listener and they're like, yeah, I have all these skills and I have all these things, or I know that I've got somebody that I want to work with that has skills that work well with mine. But I'm afraid to take that chance, or I don't know that it's going to work out. What do you recommend that they do to take that next action, to make that change? Because that's the nut, I think, that they have to crack. And when they do, it opens up. So what do you think on that?
Well, and I think that gets down to, it's all an experiment, but you have to take actions, right? You got to, I'm a fan of sticky notes and note cards. You dump it all out on the table and you just start saying, where is a place to start? And it can be super small. It can be listening to a couple podcast episodes on starting your own blog or podcast. It can be, reading some books about weight loss or about traveling or about, you know, turning your art into a money-making business, right? Whatever it is, it's, you got to start somewhere. And you also have to know that it's all an experiment and we're going to constantly pivot. And through, you know, through those not so big successes, I don't even want to call them failures. That's where you learn and you get data points and you say, ooh, I love doing this part. I did not love doing this part, right? And so then you yep. keep building on that to say, here's what's next, right? And I think also the other thing is, and you kind of were talking about this earlier, is this is so much about your relationships. No one does life. No one launches a business. No one is more productive, I don't feel personally, alone. You have to work on your relationships. You have to think about who are your core team members, who are your you know, board of advisors, if you will. When I left education and I went on to be an entrepreneur and kind of said, hey, everybody, I'm doing some things. Anyone want to, you know, work with me? I can do events. I can help do coaching. I can do strategic planning. I can do facilitation. And it was all based on my relationships. I have yet to this day to publicly like advertise myself because it's all been referrals and word of mouth and relationship based. And that is also because I give back to my relationships, right? I'm not just a taker. I don't just like get everything I can from everyone and not give it. I give, I follow up, I download the podcast, I support, I sign up the newsletter, I share, I promote. And so, you know, I'm actually creating an event. It's called the 2-day soiree. It's going to be in January. We probably will already have happened when this episode, you know, goes there, but it's, I can guarantee, even though I haven't yet hosted it, it's going to be a smashing success. And the reason it is going to be a success are all of the people that literally all I did was say, can I talk to you about this idea? And people were jumping left and right to get on board. I mean, yourself included.
Yep.
I've got some big name people who are like, I will show up, Vanessa. I will be there. I will help you launch into your next level of creation and connection and helping people. And now I see where I will be creating more of these opportunities. I'll bringing people together in other ways. And so again, it's an experiment, but the time that, you know, you go to look me up and check out my stuff, there could be another 2-day soiree on the horizon, but it might be slightly modified, right? Because I'll have learned from the first one. I'll have taken the good, I'll have gotten great feedback, and then I'll transition and say, ooh, what if I try it this way? What if I do, you know? And eventually, sure, I think we probably get into the, you know, it's like you might modify a recipe two or three times, but then you're like, bam, this is my amazing, you know, recipe that everyone loves. I won't ship. But then you want to try a new recipe or a new skill or a new place. And so I think it's just having the courage to start. I think it's having the courage to keep in mind this is all an experiment. And it's also just asking for support, using your relationships, asking for the support. Maybe it's even paying or investing in that support, right? Yeah. And to just say, I need help. I want to try something new. And I've realized, you know, I want to work with, and I am very close friends with people who are lifelong learners and want to keep learning and growing and doing things. People who are stagnant or like the status quo or want to be like, oh, poor me, life sucks, it's hard. Well, yeah, duh, life is hard, but guess what? Put on your big girl and boy panties and britches and keep moving on the right direction. And let's look for the good and bring the joy and keep doing really awesome stuff that we can create together. And I think that's how we truly find that, like, being, I don't think we're a better or worse person. We're just the most aligned. And that's what we want to be.
You know, as one of the things that came up there was the relationships part, and people hear the term leveraging relationships and some people get like, I don't like to do that. But listen, I can speak from experience, especially with our event, The Big Ready. 29 people, including ourselves, are going to be up there. We're recording this, of course, before the event. And today, and I'll tell you this, we haven't talked about this before, but before our call, I had my mastermind call, and two of the people on that call were presenting. And David Sparks was like, you know, I'm really impressed with how your communication and how you're putting this together and things like that. And I can say, we'll be completely authentic, we've been like, oh, wow, we should be doing more. We should be doing this. Like, we've both been saying that partially because we, like you alluded to earlier, we kind of put this together, you know, much better than the first one because we had more lead time, but still it's a process and we're going to be our own worst critics when it comes to this kind of stuff. We're not going to show ourselves maybe as much grace as we need to. And I think when it comes to like, oh, I want to leverage relationships, if that thought in your head is, oh man, people are going to think I'm taking advantage of them or whatever, they're not thinking that. Stop. One of the biggest things that gets in our way, and that's why I love Ryan Holiday's work about like ego is the enemy and the obstacle is the way. Our own mind creates things that don't really exist. Oh, there's no way I can theme my days. Have you tried? Like you said, life is an experiment. There's no way that I can, work, look at my task list by energy level or time. Have you tried? You know, when I talked to Annie Duke, we'll link to that in the show notes. She talked about like, really, instead of thinking by decisions, think in bets. Like, I'm going to bet that this is going to happen because bet involves luck, right? And sometimes if you theme your day and it doesn't work out, it's not because it was a bad call. It's just you had bad luck. Does that mean you change the entire way you play? No, if a poker player did that, and she talks about this in this episode, they would say, no, don't change the way you play. I mean, it's only happened two or three times. What you're doing is, she calls it resulting, right? Like you're like, oh, this must be how it happens all the time. That's not the case. So if your brain goes, I'm not going to leverage relationships, why did you build, like, you have relationships because people want to help you. They want to help you. You want to help them. Ask for help.
Oh, and people love to help other people. People love to give their support, their 2 cents. And if you are asking people and they're saying no, they're turning away, they're not helping you, maybe you need to do some deeper work and think about how are you even treating those relationships right in the first place.
Right. If you're doing it right, when you ask for help, guess what you're doing? Feeding their ego. You are feeding their ego a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? So, I mean, even if they say no, the fact that you ask them, you know, again, and you're right. If you're asking and they're not giving, then the questions might be, there's other questions that can lead. We tend to look for the most apparent answer to the, and that's why I love when we sat down and you worked with me, like before we even started working together, the Big Ready, we were already decided, but you're like, if I'm going to come on board and work with you in this kind of relationship, we need to have this chat. I'm like, absolutely. Tabula rasa, let's do it. And then you were like, okay, I need to know this and this and this and this and this. And you have to be authentic, honest. I mean, I was watching a video about how to write a book, and David Goggins' book, Can't Hurt Me, came up, and he's like brutally honest in that book. And Matthew McConaughey's book, Green Lights, like he talks about things that you're like, wow, I don't know if you should. Some people are like, I don't know if you should written about that fight your parents had in the in the kitchen, because it's pretty graphic. But the thing is that if you aren't brilliant, willing to bring that to the table, and it doesn't take more time to do that. It takes more energy, a better intention, maybe some greater attention. But the amount of time you spend doing that versus manufacturing up something is less, right? There's a whole reason why, and you teach your kids this, right? Like, you tell a lie, and then you have to cover up the lie, and then the effort, and all of a sudden, you're like, you lose track, right? Where if you're like, you don't do that, then it's way simpler. Maybe not easier, but simpler. And I mean, that session that you and I had was very clarifying because like, okay, now we know what we're working with. Now let's move forward.
Well, and I think, you know, what I'm also hearing you say is you have to be vulnerable and you have to be authentic. And I am proud to say that is one of the highest compliments I've received numerous times is like, you know what you get with Vanessa. There's no fakeness. Like, sure, I was raised to be polite and you know, those types of things. But at the end of the day, you'll never question if I love you. You'll never question if I've got your back. You'll never question because and I'm not perfect. I'm sure I've missed a birthday or let someone down here and there. I mean, that's just growth. But I think as I get older, you know, really showing up in my most true self, my authentic self, my vulnerable self. And part of that too is sharing my journey. You know, I left education because I was sick. I was struggling. I had anxiety. I struggled with depression. It was a lot of work. And I shared that because that was what was truly happening. Now, granted, I wasn't some downer. I was definitely still fun and adventurous and creative and sassy and loved talking, you know, sports and whatever. But I said, hey, I got to change something and I think I need to leave. I need to take a break and I need to try new things. And even as I've been doing this journey, you know, these last couple of years, it's showing up to say, hey, this is where I am in life, whether it's dating, whether it's my health and weight loss goals, whether it's struggles with changing, you know, income opportunities with the pandemic and needing to pivot, showing up and saying, here's kind of the ugly parts underneath has, I think, if anything, been very well received because it's not just this fake, like, part of Vanessa. It's like, no, you get the good and the bad and the ugly, but luckily most of it's good and awesome and amazing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not the bad and the ugly.
So Vanessa, I want to let people move forward with their day at this point, but I do want to say before we wrap up first off, before they can reach out to you beyond the scope of Productivityist, I want to say, you mentioned something about like that you've, you know, I want people to know that you've got their back. I know you've got my back, and on top of that, I've got yours. So I want to. Yeah. Where can people keep up with you, other than, you know, obviously checking in with, you know, this podcast and all the things we're doing? Where else can people connect with you and keep up with you so that they can develop that relationship and learn more about the kind of work you do outside of the scope of what we're doing here?
Yes. Well, you can totally go find me, VanessaTharp.com. And that's where everything I'm creating lives. I'm also super active on Facebook, VanessaTharp.com. And then I'm on Instagram, Vanessa Jean Tharp, J-E-A-N, which at one time was Vanessa Jean Tharp, which I thought was really fun, a friend said. But nope, it's Vanessa Jean Tharp. And those are all my accounts right now. And if we kind of change any of that, we'll let you know. But that's where I live. And like, I am my brand, right? I don't just go under another name. I haven't quite, you know, transferred to that way. So if you want to connect or reach out or get involved in any of the stuff I'm doing, I would love to see you there and hear what you're up to and how I might support you. And before I go, Mike, I do want to say one thing. I think it's really important that people don't just talk about what they need in their life. Make sure you tell people what you can give. Mm-hmm. It's a two-way street. Hey, I need help with this. I need to learn more. I need some support. That's awesome. But also, here's what I can give. Here's how I can serve. Here's what I've got to offer. It's that balance. And if you're doing that right, people aren't going to question when you ask for help because they know all the things you can give and offer. And you've probably already done it many, many times.
Vanessa, this has been awesome. Thanks again for joining me today, not just at Productivityist, but here on the Productivityist podcast.
It's been my honor and I love it. This has been a great time and we're just going to keep doing awesome things together.
I really appreciate Vanessa joining me on the program this week. You can learn more about her through all the things we mentioned in the show notes. And of course, she's part of the Productivityist team, so you're likely to hear more from her down the line. Now, if you want to hear more from me and the other guests that we've had on the program, then you'll want to subscribe to the podcast. Now, if you're already subscribed, that's great. I'd love to get a rating or review. in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this. But if you're not subscribed, subscribing makes it easy to find the episodes that you've missed out on, the ones that feature David Allen, Cal Newport, Derek Sivers, John Lee Dumas, Gretchen Rubin, Laura Vanderkam, Annie Duke, many, many more. When you're subscribed in the podcast app of your choice, then what you can do is just easily search through those archives and pick the episodes out that you want to listen to. Plus, you won't miss a single episode that comes down the pipeline. So I encourage you to subscribe to the Productivity is Podcast in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you are listening to podcasts. Make it happen and make it happen today. That's it for this episode of the podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. Until next time, I'm Mike Vardy, the host of the Productivity is Podcast, reminding you to stop guessing and start going. See you later.